Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for tonight. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
As always, please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching, and go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Welcome to part two.
Hey, I'm doing fine, Matthew. I'm excited.
Why are you excited, Craig?
Because you guys aren't actually here right now.
What?
What?
Where are you guys right now?
Is this Inception?
This
we need the sound effects if yes. We're not here.
You're not here. You are
in Disney. Walt Disney World.
Sounds like I'm in a dome. We are actually in Walt Disney World right now. It is December the 18th, and I, along with my family, and Derek, along with his family, are currently there. Sorry, Craig.
I'm currently here.
Well, as of this recording, we're all currently here.
Yes.
I'm confusing myself right now.
Next Monday, you will be at Disney, and we'll record that.
That's correct. We're going to be calling in to you, Craig, and Yes. We're going to be have a live recording, but we'll be calling in live from Walt Disney World, won't we, Derek?
Unless the phones go down.
Always a negative one in the bunch.
Womp.
Could happen. You never know.
Thank you for
it
that.
Could. Thanks, Derek.
He didn't listen to your E earlier about excitement.
Well, I'm no longer excited about the trip.
Because the phones may go down.
No, we're very excited. This is the first time. We've been at Christmas before. Our family has, but for no more than a couple of days. We're going for about 7 days, us and our two kids and my mom. So we're staying in a studio villa at the Wilderness Lodge, Boulder Ridge Villas.
Renting points.
We're a DVC renter. I'll be sure to let them know that.
Get your shirt.
But we are very excited just to be staying at that hotel, a great hotel at Christmas time, any time of the year. But we love the Wilderness Lodge.
Are you going, either of y'all going to the Christmas party while you're there?
I am not.
We're still thinking about it. Okay. We hadn't decided yet.
You have to, in the name of research, Derek.
Well, us three, we went that time, and I really enjoyed that. I just didn't know if y'all were going with your wives this time and your families. But I enjoyed the cocoa and the... wasn't it funny how the cocoa was always just right? One too hot, one too cold.
That's the thing about Disney World. Anytime you get hot chocolate there, it's always the right temperature.
Yeah. It's just... And, of course, snowing down Main Street. But it does snow now in Hollywood Studios, too.
Yes, we're excited about seeing that. For us, the Christmas party, we just don't think our boys, or my mom for that matter, will be able to stay up that late. And, you know, the ticket prices continue to go up. So as of right now, it's just not a good value for us. But we're going to go see the new Christmas things at Hollywood Studios, and we'll be able to share that a little bit more with you next week.
Do you think maybe that you and Sissy and Susan can figure out how to sneak in the party, like me, you, and Derek had talked about?
Can find a seemingly good group of random people to leave our kids with, we'll do that, and we'll probably buy a ticket and go.
I was talking about the hang glide and all that we had talked
about. Oh, well, yeah. Craig once tried to get us to parachute in to the Magic Kingdom, even though we didn't have tickets. We decided not to.
I still think that it would be great. I think they would think it was like the toy soldiers from Toy Story.
That's exactly what they'd think. Now, Derek, where are you all staying?
We're at my favorite, Caribbean Beach. Not my favorite.
Arr!
We're at Caribbean Beach, and hopefully I'm trying to get a room right across from the customs building.
Are you going
to
be talking like a pirate for the duration of your stay there?
I will not.
You'll wear a pants, though.
I will try to teach Boone to talk like a pirate.
Perfect. It's never too young to learn that. Oh. Craig, you'll be proud. We have the dining plan on this upcoming trip.
Wow, I'm impressed.
We're excited.
And you'll never go back to not dining plan.
I'm pretty sure I will. But for this trip, we're going to have it.
You may get the deluxe.
No. Never. So, Craig, why don't you pick us up where we left off last week?
To bring you up to speed, if you haven't listened to the first episode, which I don't know why you haven't, but the first part of this episode, we talked about the things we're going to take to Disney that we need to pack. So,
and that was episode 16. This is episode 18.
Correct. So go back to 16, get caught up with A through M. And we were going to pick up with N and go through Z. So hopefully we've helped you with your packing as you prepare for Disney. Again, some of these things you can have sent to your hotel room, your resort room. A lot of these things you don't have to physically put in your backpack or your suitcases, but these are just some just suggestions that we think are important. Our first letter, we're going to Disney, and I'm going to pack, starting with N, a nightlight. Nightlights are important, I think, to get around the room because you either leave a light on in the bathroom if you need to see to get up in the middle of the night, or you pack a nightlight.
I thought it was just because you're afraid of the dark.
I would not say anything about that. Derek?
My N is going to be nice clothes. If you if you make a good sit-down dining reservation, you're going to want to maybe dress a little nicer. California Grill or somewhere, Victoria and Albert's, if you eat at either one of those places, you're going to definitely want to dress up a little. Snatch it up.
I'm really glad you explained that because I was afraid what you'd be wearing if you weren't wearing nice clothes. I want to wear some old work clothes down in Disney. So nice clothes. That is important.
I am a trapper.
You are a trapper.
We found that out on the last week. That was a revelation, to be honest.
I had no idea.
I'm going to take a note card. Now, this is something that I do. I know you guys don't do it. But I like to have all of my... Go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say, you don't take one note card.
Well, I have a note card for every day. I like to have an itinerary. I'm old school in that way. I like to actually write it out with a pen. I know I'm not typing it up on a phone, but I like to have that piece of paper that I can refer to. And I kind of, being the nerd that I am, I study over those. So even if I lose it, like I did when we went this summer, I have a pretty good idea of where I need to be and at what time. But I'm taking a note card with my plans written down on them.
And just a note to self that if you do something like Matthew and have a note card, take a picture of it so it'll be on your phone as a backup. I'm just saying.
Not necessary.
If in case you are riding Space Mountain, you lose your bag.
He took it with his mind. He remembers everything.
I don't remember him remembering
mental picture.
Okay, let's move on. Oh, Derek, why don't you start us off on the O's? Going to Disney and you're going to take an O. I had a trouble with this one too.
Oh. I would have to say, I can't think of anything. So
I'm taking O Canada because I like that movie. Does that count?
The only thing I found.
Can I put it in a backpack?
A good suggestion I heard one time is over the door shoe organizer. And not necessarily for shoes, you can put different things in there.
Oh, yeah.
Just so it, you know, in your room, and guys, you can attest to this, your room will become crazy if you're there enough days where stuff is everywhere. So if you got an over the door shoe organizer, you can put different things in those pockets, and that'll help you in preparing for the week.
Hey, we're tipping the maids. We're gonna make them work.
I'm talking about keeping up with your stuff. I'm not talking about cleaning.
Oatmeal. Instant oatmeal is not a bad idea to take for breakfast.
That's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah, we've done that before. Works out well. P. I will take, probably you guys I'm sure have it on your list, a poncho.
Yes.
For when it's raining or perhaps if you get on a ride like Cali River Rapids or Splash Mountain. To be honest, I don't think I've ever used a poncho when going to Disney World. It's one of those things I put in my bag every time. I've never used it, but hey, I know it's there. And it's a lot cheaper than buying a poncho at Walt Disney World.
Correct.
Much cheaper. And they're typically throwaways if you get them at the dollar stores.
Yeah, you can get them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dollar ponchos all day long.
Chunk them.
Yep. I'm going to take pennies because you have the penny presses.
Yep.
So it's important you take some pennies with you. And, of course, it's going to take 26 cents. There's a 51 cents. Yeah, 51 cents. But be sure you have those pennies so you can press the pennies at all the different penny pressing locations.
Nice alliteration.
And that's one of my favorite souvenirs is actually the press pennies. We started doing that a few years ago and I really enjoy them.
We started collecting those from my dad and he looks forward to that when we get back to bring him some pressed pennies.
I'm going to say with your excitement level, you also want to pack your patience, Matthew.
That is very important. Something I rarely pack, actually.
Because things are not going to go your way every single second of every day. So just pack your patience and realize that this world doesn't necessarily do everything that you want to do. And just understand that you're in the happiest place on earth.
Could be worse.
And they will do their best to try to make whatever it is right. They really do. Just enjoy it. It's a trip. Don't expect everything to go perfectly. Look for ways that you can enjoy it even when those bad times are happening. I've got several more P's here. I've got a power strip. because a lot of times in your room there's not a whole lot of plugs, and if everybody's charging the phones and things like that, a power strip is pretty important to
pack. That is one thing they're doing a lot with these new room refurbishment is adding a lot of more access to those points.
USB stuff. Yeah. Like that. Yep.
I have park maps.
Yes.
Very important to pick up a park map as soon as you enter the park. And Derek, you've mentioned this before, studying the park map before you actually get to the park. Now, you can pull those up on your My Disney Experience, but having a – I mean, I like to collect park maps as souvenirs. I pretty much bring them back from every park on every trip I go on. But just having a hard copy there, knowing where to get around and where the restrooms are, among other things.
Another thing to be sure to pack with you is your plane tickets. Now, a lot of that you can put on your phone now. It comes on your phone. But again, if you want a hard copy just in case, be sure you pack that plane ticket so you can get on your plane for the flight. Any other P's?
I don't.
Just the one we're never without really anymore in your phone.
Ooh. Yep.
I don't think anybody has trouble forgetting it a whole lot of times.
You can
times.
Cancel the trip if you forget your phone.
See ya.
Or your magic band.
Yes, yes. All right. So we're going to Disney World, and again, another hard letter here. Q. We're going to take something with a Q. What are we packing?
Oh, if you're going to have get that penny pressed, you're going to have quarters.
There you go.
So might as well get those.
You're also going to want to pack some Q-tips.
That's right.
You want to be able to hear what you're going to see. And, man, to have a baseball-sized ball of earwax in your ear, that ain't going to work.
Or if you get some water and you're in those fabulous pools you love, Matthew.
That's right.
So
what is it with you all hating on me for liking the pools?
We're not, but you always talk about the pools.
Well, I do like the pools.
One of our main listeners, Clint Rochelle, picked up on that and was dogging you about that. But it's just...
Look, if it's wrong to like Disney World hotel pools, I don't want to be right. So, yeah.
Well, you're not right.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
All right.
A couple of humbugs.
Ooh, a heated Q there. Let's move on.
Q-tips.
What do we need?
Q-tips. Q-tips are actually my number two toiletry bag item right behind the toothbrush.
Oh, nice.
But that's a T, so we'll get to that later. Okay.
But if you All forget right. Q-tips, you can use the toothbrush as a Q-tip. Correct? Or is that just me? I'm learning a lot on these episodes.
I hope you don't reuse it as a toothbrush, though.
All right, I need to tip the maid, and I don't need to use a toothbrush as a Q-tip. Got it.
I'm glad you're listening to us, Matthew.
I'm learning a lot.
R. We're going to Disney, and we're going to pack an R.
What
R are we going to pack?
I think that says it all.
R. So what R are we going to take? What R are we going to take?
I couldn't think of really anything, but I wrote down a recorder. Like the elementary school.
Like a flute?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why, but...
Fun fact, I was actually playing one of those in my classroom today. I teach high school. I don't know how to play it.
And he's a teacher of the year, so there you go.
Hey.
Yeah. I put a rain suit.
A whole suit?
A whole suit?
Are you...
I've never seen you wear a rain suit. Honey, where is my rain suit?
At Disney, the rains may come.
They may.
Especially if you're riding Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Splash Mountain.
Yeah, you know the scene with the rain?
That's right. Yeah. Okay, I just needed an R. So,
rain
suit. Do you have an R, Derek?
Another R? Recorder.
I mean, another R?
No, I didn't have one.
Okay.
I just made that
we
one up.
We can't help
ago.
You on R.
The next time I'm there, I better see you playing a recorder, Derek, and Craig wearing a rain suit. That's all I have to say. I better see that. Better see it.
Oh. All right, let's move on. I'm going to Disney, and I'm going to pack something with an S. Matthew, I think your turn to go with S's.
I am going to pack a stroller because I just don't want to have to rent one from Disney World. I don't want to have to pay extra for something I already have. And we, every time we've gone with kids, we have taken our own stroller, and it's been an umbrella stroller, a stroller that is lighter and easier to maneuver with. It's not a stroller. For us, it's not one that you're going to be packing a lot of stuff in. It's simply to put the kid in and move. This time, we're taking a double umbrella stroller, which we used it at Dollywood a few weeks ago. It worked great. It's lightweight. So I want to... Plus, if you get a Disney stroller, you have to keep up with the thousands of Disney strollers that are there and know which one is yours. So I'm taking a stroller. Is it an inconvenience to kind of take through the airport? Yes, but for me, it's an easy way to save some money. And so I'm going to take a stroller.
And the umbrella strollers are easy to load up and put on the, put on the buses, too. So that's a good choice. I put several S's, but probably one that we might not think about is a Sharpie for your... Usually a fat Sharpie, too, is even better because that helps the characters to be able to sign easier.
Oh, yeah.
If you get the thin Sharpies, it's hard for them to hold those sometimes. So if you get the fatter ones, they usually like those. And
good call, Craig. Kudos.
I know.
Derek?
I'm going to go with shoes, extra shoes. I know sometimes if you get them wet, you might let them dry overnight or something in your room, and so you're not always... I like to take an extra pair just to have one drying and one wearing. So
and sometimes a good rainstorm does come through, seriously, in Florida, and you can get your shoes pretty wet. So it's
I don't, do they make rain suit booties?
Craig would know. Craig would know. I mean, he's the rain suit king.
I'm also packing some sunscreen and some sunglasses.
Oh, good ones.
Because last time I was there, well, not last time, a few times ago, I forgot my sunglasses, so I had to buy some. And I like to have my own sunglasses. So sunglasses are important, and sunscreen, as like Derek said earlier, if you're not careful in the Florida sun, you'll get burnt pretty quick. Mm-hmm. So you need to apply the sunscreen. And then the last thing I had on here is a swimsuit for Matthew to go to the resort.
Swimwear, yes. Swim diapers.
Yes.
Swim toys. You got small kids, they're going to want to go to the pool. And so anything that comes with that. One other thing I have, spontaneity. And that's one that's difficult for me because I like to plan everything down to the last detail.
I was going
to
say, is that on your note card?
But you know, I plan it all. I plan it out in a lot of detail. But, you know, especially over the last several trips, now that we've been able to go and experience several different things, I am much more open to finding those. You know, those shows that kind of pop up out of nowhere, that live entertainment, deciding to go left when normally I would go right, just kind of going with the flow. The more that I go to Disney World, the more I learn it's more about quality instead of quantity. Early on when we were first going, it was like we have to do X number of rides and X number. And my wife would probably still say that I'm still that way. But, you know, just being able to be spontaneous and understand that if something, you know, you mentioned patience, Derek, not everything is going to go your way. And so being able to adjust and accept that and know that you're going to have a good time either way. Spontaneity goes a long way on these types of trips.
I like that. Spontaneity.
I know.
Of course. And I think we're at letter T. So I'm going to Disney and I'm going to pack a towel. So
why?
I always pack a towel. And a lot of times it's the hotel towel once we get there, a resort towel. Because if it does rain, you need to wipe off. If you're going to sit for the parade, if you're going to... wipe sweat off, whatever you need. Towels come in very, very handy. So a towel's...
Like a small towel.
You can put it down.
Pack in a bag?
Yeah. Something like that. I always pack one when we go to the park in the backpack, a towel, because you could always use a towel for different things. Matthew, what would you pack?
I'm going to pack a timepiece, as in a watch. you know, we do keep... Most of us look to our phones to keep time. I'm one of those. I like to have the time there. So, yes, I'm taking a timepiece, as in a watch.
Derek, what are you going to take?
I'm going to bring toys, most importantly to keep the little one busy, but also if you can bring a few brand new toys that you kind of think that your child would like, and like we've talked before about getting it cheaper somewhere else, going and get it and then have it as a surprise when you're at the resort.
Yeah, I like that. It's a good idea.
And it does help with giving them new stuff before you go. They're going to see thousands of objects in gift shops. So, and like you said, Derek, any way to save a buck.
Okay, we're going to Disney, and we're still taking a tea. I broke down a Tide stain pen. So, and the reason for that is a lot of times, if you're not planning on washing your clothes right down there, go ahead and treat that stain, and then when you get home, it's going to be able to come out a little bit easier. If not, it may be permanent. So, and T was just Tide, so I went with that for the
Roll Tide.
But the it'll treat your stains while you're there, or again, it'll help you even if you are washing your clothes while you're there. So I had that, and I had talcum powder, which I think we covered that in a previous episode to help out with chafing. So
the monster.
Okay, we are going to Disney, and we're packing. We're at you.
I've got one.
Okay, Matthew, you go.
I'm taking a unique identifying object. Now, that may sound weird.
No, not at all.
Are you like a tattoo?
No, Derek. As I mentioned a few moments ago, taking your stroller, whether you're using a Disney stroller or taking one of your own, there are hundreds of thousands of strollers there. And the Disney cast members will move those strollers without your knowledge.
I think,
it's something they enjoy to do, too.
Yes, they try to trick us as parents. Oh, can you find this stroller? But one thing I mentioned, we've always taken a stroller. We have a little red towel with a Mickey Mouse on it, and we tie it around the handle. And, you know, there's so many strollers there. Inevitably, you're going to have the same stroller as a lot of other people. But if you've got that same object on there, I remember a good friend of the show, Philip Jacobs, told me about this. They would put a University of Tennessee flag on their stroller. And I'm so glad he told me that, because sure enough, they move those strollers around. It's hard to find them. But if you have that, whether it's a balloon, whether it's, I think one time we put a little witch on the handle, but we've used this red towel and we know, hey, that's our stroller. And it saves a lot of time. And saves you a lot of stress if you have that unique object that can identify your stroller.
Have you thought about leaving one of the kids in the stroller?
Well, you know, that's happened, but the Disney does not look favorably upon that.
Oh, so it's easy to put a Mickey on there or something.
Yeah, well, we tried to tell them, hey, we left him in there so we could find the stroller, because you're moving it, you know.
Good grief.
For legal purposes, that never happened. Please don't call anyone on me. Derek, what's your U?
I think my alphabet actually ended at T.
Oh, wow.
But I've got something fantastic from the 90s, and don't forget your Umbros, your shorts.
Your Umbros. Oh, man.
I put USB charger and cord. Be sure you take your extra USB charger, because everybody usually will mess one up or forget theirs, and that way you've got that. And I also put, which you guys are going to make fun of me, I put an umbrella, which I really don't need that because I got my rain suit. So
and your poncho.
I'm extra prepared for the rain. Bring it on, monsoon season.
Craig will have an umbrella, rain suit, and poncho.
And stay inside.
And hey, let's not forget to bring our underwear. That's important.
That is very important. Underoos underwear.
Yeah.
That would be good. Hey, we're getting a tough section here.
V. The flying V.
I put vitamins, because you're going to need to take your vitamins when you're at Disney to keep up with the pace of what you're doing. So take your vitamins.
Take your vitamins, brother. Uncle Mania.
Say your prayers.
W. What would you bring with W?
Well, we've said bottled water, so I don't want to say water again.
And I wrote down wet wipes, I think we've already. But that's kind of important, the wet wipes, because when you have messes, when you have things, or baby wipes, whatever you want to call them, but the wet wipes really help out.
Especially if you have children, you're going to want those wet wipes.
You're eating ice cream, those type of things, and it's good to help clean up.
And you can use those for like a mini bath, a waterless bath, freshen up a little.
Especially for your kids, yeah.
No, for me.
Oh, for you.
I think water clothes, not like a rain suit, but if you know you're going to Animal Kingdom one day and you're going to ride Cali River Rapids, consider that and what shoes you're going to wear, what shorts you're going to wear, that sort of thing. So any water attire that you may need.
Okay, we're moving through these, but these are tough letters. X. I'm going to Disney, and I'm going to pack an X. I'll go ahead and start because I've got something. We talked about this earlier, but I'll reemphasize it again. Xerox copies of flight tickets, Disney payments, yada, yada, yada. I try to always make copies of that again just in case something happens. If somebody says, well, we've lost this reservation. Well, here's my reservation. I've got it on paper. If it's not on your phone, on the app, that way you've got something hard copy. I always do that, and I know that may sound strange to some people, but I always come prepared with copies of all the information I need when we go.
You have one, Derek?
Sure. I'm going to go with the xylophone, because the recorder needs some accompaniment.
Derek's packing a whole band in his backpack.
I don't think he's going to get through security. I really don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, Derek Newsom, the one-man band here on the corner of Main Street.
All right.
If anybody could do it, Derek, it'd be you. All right, let's move right along to why. Why? Because I gotta. Right?
Yes, exactly. I put a Yeti cup, because that's the only thing I think of with a Y.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. I'm going to take youthful spirit, because at Disney, we're all a kid.
Oh, my gosh.
And actually, going back to mine.
Derek hates our positive outlook,
Craig. He does.
Oh, you like a pool? Loser.
Oh, you want to enjoy it like a kid?
Grow up.
I don't hate that. I hate that you make up stuff to fit the letters.
Well, that's the name of the game.
He didn't do research
that's
like we did.
That's the name of the game.
At least I owned up to not knowing all the words for the letters.
Look, you got to play the hand you're dealt. And I don't have any cards, so.
Hey, guys, actually on Yeti Cup, you don't really need a Yeti Cup because when you're on the dining plan, you get a cup included. And ooh, you can take that everywhere you need. And we've got a whole cabinet full at the house of cups. But it's always good because we mentioned a few episodes ago, you can take those cups and get refills at the different resorts. You can't take it into the park. Well, you can take it in the park and get water. But at the different resorts, you can actually get refill those cups. So those cups are very handy. So you take a Yeti cup or you can have your cup that comes with your dining plan.
Which brings us to the letter Z. Derek, do you have one?
I have what Craig has. I'll let him talk about it.
I think it's probably the most important thing on the one of the most important things on the list is Ziploc bags.
Oh, yeah.
You can use that for everything. You can use that for your wet clothes. You can use that for snacks. You can take all different sizes of Ziploc bags, and I think...
And to keep stuff dry.
And to keep stuff dry. So I think the Ziploc bags or the Zip Top bags, whatever you want to call those come in very, very handy and probably a necessity to pack on your trip to Disney.
Ziploc bags. That's what I had.
No,
you don't
didn't.
Have like a zippity doo dah.
Hey, he did have Z.
Zippity doo dah, good time.
You know what, Derek? I hope you pack a zany attitude. So be ready to act a fool when you get down there.
I'm always ready for that.
You could pack a copy of Zootopia.
Well, I think that does it, and I think it's my turn.
It is.
That's right. That's grim, right. Grinning greatness, Derek. He whispered it, Greg, but at least he said it. Well, it is my turn to ask the question, and we're going to depart a little bit from the topic. So walk with me here. What is your favorite sidewalk at Walt Disney World?
That's a good question. I like
it. How about that?
That is an interesting question.
I'm going second.
You know, it's crazy because you would never think sidewalk, but I mean, that's what Disney World does. Everywhere you go, even just to walk down the sidewalk is special. And I'm going to say the sidewalk that takes you from the Contemporary Resort to Magic Kingdom.
Ooh.
First of all, it's a good walk. It's a peaceful walk. You're looking at Space Mountain and the castle pretty much the entire time. The monorail is running overhead. But I like looking down at the ground at all those people who have given money to Disney throughout the world and all those bricks that have those family names on them. I just think that's really neat. And again, you're walking to Magic Kingdom or you're walking to the Contemporary, both two outstanding places to be going. So I love the sidewalk from the Contemporary to Magic Kingdom.
I'm going to have to go with the sidewalk in Epcot on your way out after dark.
Ooh, yes, yes.
The light up sidewalk with the fiber optic.
Nice.
Those are really neat to look at, and it's not something that you can see at the daytime because they're light.
And that's in, for those who don't know, that's in Future World, right?
It is. On your way, kind of in the shadow of Spaceship Earth, and it's just really neat to sit there for a few minutes and just watch them because I think some of them change patterns a little bit, and some of them are stationary lights, but, well, they're all stationary lights, but I mean, they don't flicker or anything. They just stay on.
They're very cool. Very cool.
But I think that's just a really beautiful light at night and sidewalk.
Okay. I've got actually two because one of them is like what Derek's talking about, and that's the sidewalks in Pandora.
Oh, yeah.
They do kind of the same thing. They have the illuminated features to it. Yes, there you go. That's really, if you haven't seen that yet, that is something to must see because it's a whole different park at night versus during the day. But my other favorite park is the one that goes from Space Mountain to Storybook Circus. It's kind of a hidden sidewalk back there, and not a lot of people know about that, or those that know about it, it's not as traveled as much.
They smoke.
It is a smoker's.
Which we better enjoy. I remember the first time I found that, I was like, wow, there's nobody back here. And it was very peaceful. We better enjoy that while we can, though, because that's kind of where they're putting the Tron ride in the next few years. So.
And that's also the trail during Halloween, some of the candy back there.
Yeah, trick-or-treat trail.
That'll be gone as well. But that's kind of a neat little place. And there's little sidewalks like that you've got to kind of find as shortcuts, but that's real handy. So good question. That's a different question, but I like that.
I think it's important to, even when you're trying to get somewhere, enjoy the walk or the trip there, because you never know what you're going to see or experience.
Animal Kingdom has a whole lot of different features too, a lot of different things you can find stuck in the sidewalks.
Well, you know, you mentioned the Storybook Circus area. Looking down at the ground, you see elephant footprints and peanuts and other things that are in the ground. It's just, it's awesome. Guys, anything else?
I think I'm done.
I hope you are having a good time right now in Disney.
Well, we're having a blast there right now, Craig.
Because you're optimistic and you're understanding and you're...
Have a youthful energy spirit.
Zippity-doo-da-day.
We thank you again, as always, for listening to our podcast. And we appreciate all the support that you give us on a daily basis.
Go to Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and follow us. Or please, please, please follow us on podcast and download and go to iTunes and listen in as well.
Where the sidewalk ends and the road begins.
Who doesn't love a little George Strait?
I should have sang that a few minutes ago. You're right about that, Derek. George Strait is the man, and I bet he's been on a few tour buses before in his life.
Tour buses?
Yeah.
What do they use?
Diesel.
That's exactly right, Craig. You thought we'd forget about it on this milestone episode number 18.
They knew better.
The best for last.
As always. And as you depart, be sure to...
Beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Matthew, is it your turn to go first?
Yeah, I'm taking the big orange tea. Go Vols!
No.
Is that not?
No.
It's a
different kind of tea.
T. Martin?
Rocky Top.
If you want to take one of those big ones that come on a chain, what are those called? I'm forget it.
A pocket watch?
Those things that come on a chain.
If you want
a hubcap?
A dog?
A dollar sign?
So yes, I'm taking
things on a chain.
Go. One man.
Let's move on to why.
Going the agitators. What are those guys called?
Jammeters?
Yeah.
The agitators.